Hello, my friends. Welcome to another edition of Weekly Insights. I'm Sejal Patel. Today, I want to dive into something that is super awkward for many folks, but what I think is super, super important, and that is talking about money with your partner. Oh, I can just feel a lot of you cringing when I just said that. And you know what? You wouldn't be alone, because discussing money is just one of those things that a lot of couples don't actually do. In fact, there was a discomfort index that was released a few years ago, and it found that 23% of Canadians said that talking about money made them squirm. And women were almost twice as likely than men to avoid the topic. In fact, most couples admit that they'd rather talk about sex and death before talking about their finances. This is a problem, because here's the thing. We all need money. We all think about money and make at least a dozen financial decisions every single day. We know what impact not having money has on our lives. And so talking about it, understanding how we can work to improve your life and your life as a couple, putting plans in place so you reach your financial goals, shouldn't that matter? How do you do that if you don't get on the same page with your partner? Just imagine that you're both in a rowboat and your spouse is paddling backwards. So they're spending and spending and racking up debt, and you're paddling forwards. So you're saving and squirreling away that money. How far do you think you'll actually get? If you are avoiding talking about money with your spouse, here's a bit of good news that I hope will convince you to do it. Research shows that couples are indeed happier when they talk about money. In fact, 78% of couples who talk about money every week say they're happy, but only 60% of couples who talk about money every few months said the same thing. So talking about it and doing it on a regular basis can really strengthen your bond. And this brings me to the next point. Why is it so hard to talk about money? Well, because for most of us, we've been told that talking about it is a taboo. And I'd argue that when we're not taught about it, when we don't make personal finance a life essential skill and normalize it, it's this mystery to most of us. And we make assumptions, and we don't learn how to have constructive conversations about it. And when we make mistakes, we feel shame, and that leads to more secrecy. Plus, with so much silence and the stigma around money, many of us haven't really spent time examining our beliefs and attitudes towards it. And that's what often leads to misunderstandings and conflicts in relationships. So now that you know all of this, and if you haven't yet sat your significant other down to discuss your finances, or if you have in the past and it's led to arguments, I want to give you three pieces of advice that I hope changes the conversations that you have, and that also helps you build the financial life that you want and deserve. First things first, it's really important to understand what both of your beliefs are towards money, because you and your partner will have different money personalities. That's right. You have a story and attitude towards money that you have developed by the time you were about 7 or 8 years old. So you have a story and your partner has a story. And so you need to understand what that is for yourself and for him or her. Why do you believe what you do about money? And why do they believe what they do? Are either of you afraid of losing everything? Do either of you feel that you don't deserve wealth? Do you feel that you're not enough and compensate it for it through money, by buying things? Do they? Do one of you avoid looking at bills or your bank account? You see, you didn't come up with these beliefs or habits out of thin air, and neither did your partner. You may have witnessed a conversation within your family, or you were taught certain lessons, or you weren't. Often there are one or two events, sometimes traumatic, that shapes us and has us doing or not doing something with money. You know, I remember working with a client who remembered that her parents would turn on the oven for heat, and they'd all huddle around the stove because they wouldn't have money for the electricity bill, and the utility company would shut it off until they were able to pay. And this would happen once or twice a year. It traumatized her, and she grew up believing that she wasn't worthy of being financially secure. She thought that living paycheck to paycheck was noble and self-sacrificing because her parents did it. So when she got married and subsequently divorced, she let her husband have everything, the house, the car, the pets. And she told me that she regrets it because she struggled for years while he's about to retire comfortably. Now, you can broach the conversation by saying, "Hey, honey, I know we've talked about going on vacation next year or, you know, saving up for buying a bigger home, but we really haven't sat down and talked about our views on money. So can we find some time to talk about it?" Pretty easy. And then you can share what conversations you've had with your family around money, whether it was a source of worry, where you learned about it, and what sort of lessons you were taught. What's really important, though, is that you're both open and empathetic, because resolving differences is going to require patience and self-reflection. You don't just magically change 20 or 30 years of habits overnight. So be curious and less judgmental. My second piece of advice is this: make a plan for your financial goals. I have no doubt that there's 3 or 5 or 8 things that you want to achieve over the short term and medium term and even long term. And you're going to need a strategy if you actually want to reach them. So when you actually sit down with your partner to devise a plan on how you'll individually contribute in reaching them, you're going to find that it's easier to agree than disagree on what needs to be done. For example, you may decide that you and your partner want to buy a bigger home in, say, 5 years' time, and you may agree to forego buying an expensive club membership, and your partner may agree to finding a part-time job or working a bit of overtime. By doing this, you'll tackle goals that are meaningful for both of you, and it will give you both an incentive to reach them. Plus, by using your own methods, you're buying into the process, and you'll feel like you're sacrificing for the greater good rather than for each other. Get it? Great. And my last piece of advice: schedule regular money talks. You may have every intention to keep the line of communication open when it comes to money, but as we all know, life gets in the way, and it will become too easy to find excuses to delay or avoid it, especially if there is some discomfort around certain topics. Plug your ears, men. Ladies, if you're ready to build your financial freedom framework with me supporting you all the way, and you're sick and tired of spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed with all the noise and jargon, then I've got the perfect solution for you. Join my free money masterclass, where I'll teach you my 6-step trademark framework on how to retire comfortably. And you'll get an exclusive offer to my online financial program that more than 1,000 women have gone through. I've been in the financial industry for more than 20 years, and I'll teach you everything I know. So if you're ready, head to the show notes and sign up today. You gotta hurry though, because spots are limited. I'll see you on the other side. So schedule in a monthly review of the family finances to go over the previous month's cash flows or to discuss upcoming expenses or any type of personal finance issues. And remember, it doesn't have to be boring. Pour a glass of wine or go and do something fun or romantic after. Look, at the end, it's not about eliminating every difference in how you handle money, but it's about embracing them and finding common good. When you break the silence, you'll avoid making assumptions. And by having those important conversations, you'll not only strengthen your relationship, but you're setting yourselves up for a happier and healthier financial future. Well, that's it for this week's insights. You can catch weekly insights every Friday. And don't forget to listen to my interviews, which drop every Monday. In case you forgot, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for your financial health and prosperity. Thanks for listening.